Bowie Culinary Arts teacher Chris Buga has gained quite the following on his virtual cooking show for kids. So much so that Top Chef Junior came calling to ask him for some of El Paso's most talented young chefs. We can all tune in to his Camp Buga cooking show on Facebook Live every Sunday at 6 p.m. to learn a new recipe. Today, my guest is Chef Chris Buga. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
So tell us this whole journey. I know how cool you are because I know about the food truck and the food garden, everything you've got going on at Bowie, but I don't know that everybody else does. So give us like your full food journey and then we could talk about Top Chef Junior.
I am the culinary instructor here at Bowie High School, and I've been here. This will be my fourth year, finishing off my fourth year teaching. This year, I mean, through all of us, we all had to deal with this pandemic, and it was... Well, you're going to have to start teaching virtually. And I thought, oh boy, like this is going to be fun. Luckily, I am young. I'm not going to say I am a little young, but I am young. And I thought, how am I going to keep these kids engaged with doing something different? So to start off, again, I just had to be inventive with my kids and, mm-hmm. and really show them how I can spike their interest. So we started doing TikToks, Instagram stories, Facebook Lives, things like that. So Camp Buga, actually, and that's kind of what we're talking because they'll go into Top Chef.
Yeah.
This past March, when the pandemic hit, I had to think of a way to keep my kids engaged. And unfortunately, I knew that they weren't going to log on to watch these videos or me conferencing with these kids. It just wasn't going to happen. This class is a very hands-on class. I mean, you're cooking. So I had to figure out something different, which was why we started doing TikToks and more entertainment for them. I've always used Facebook as a positive platform for myself and for the kids. And I don't accept any of my kids to be my friends until they're way past graduating. But I do use it as a resource because I'll repost jobs from different places. I will do all these other things that will promote my industry to help them get a new job. I mean, these kids are fresh out of the culinary industry and they want to do something new. So I tell them, follow my page. You can start watching videos of me doing cooking videos, things like that. Well, I had a parent reach out to me, a friend of mine. She's a parent of a five-year-old kid. And she said, my kid really likes to cook in the kitchen. Can he join in on one of your videos? And I said, honestly, sure. But I am going to tell you that it is a little bit more advanced for high school kids. He can watch, but I don't know how upbeat he's going to be able to keep up.
Keep up with you guys. Yeah.
And she was just like, it's okay. I'm just going to have him watch and see how he reacts. And I said, okay. So sure enough, the kid ended up doing better than my high school kids. And I was just like, all right, like, I guess there's potential here. So that's how it started. So I started off with one kid watching, and then I posted it on Facebook Live. And then by, I think, 3 days later, I had like 25 kids reaching out like, hey, can we do this too? It'd be a fun activity. Once that happened, I knew I had to create a group page to kind of answer questions and go through the process and post recipes and things like that. So 25 grew to about 500 in less than 48 hours. It like blew up.
Wow.
So we grew to about 500. That's when Facebook reached out to me and said, hey, Christmas time is coming. Can we do a collaboration video, maybe cooking cookies with Santa? We'll pay you to do this commercial. Will you want to do it? And at first I was like, this is fake.
Like, you're like me, like, are my
Facebook reaching out to me. And sure enough, I mean, they reached out to us. The video came out and we grew. I mean, and again, another 48 hours, we grew from 500 to 1,000. And we have kids from local El Paso. I have kids in Canada. I have kids in Germany. It really sparked. I know it ended up being a really big thing in LA because of Facebook. So I got a lot of people from Los Angeles who are part of the group. And I mean, all over the world, I have people. So that's kind of how it started. And then when that blew up, that's when I started getting all the newscastings and media and magazines. And I was just like, okay, this, again, I tell this to everybody, this wasn't supposed to be this. This was supposed to be a simple video for kids, just to do something different. My thing is, I wanted to create something for kids to do, not only learn an educational purpose to doing virtual education, but to do something different while they're at home. I had to keep myself busy because I can't stay still. So I thought, okay, well, this is going to be fun for me because it's something different. But I need to give something to a kid that's going to keep them entertained. And poor parents, I mean, now having to teach a kid, you've never stepped into the classroom. I mean, you just send your kids to school and they learn. So I had to benefit the parent, but also benefit the kid. That happened. We hit the media, El Paso Times, El Paso Inc. I mean, all these stories started popping out. And then once that hit, it kind of like doubles down a little bit and it gets a little slow, which is fine. I mean, especially like right now, it is slowing down just because normality is starting to come back.
Right.
People are getting back to work. Things are going back. And then we got a message just in February. Top Chef reached out and said, hey, we know you have kids that like to cook. We've seen what you're doing. Thank you so much. Can you send some of your kids to audition for Top Chef Junior? And I...
Oh, my gosh.
Things I'm like, are you real? What's happening? So then we released a video. I ended up talking to the producers, and they were like, yeah, well, we want some of your kids. We want somebody from Texas. We want that culture, the Mexican culture, to really come out. We want that cuisine. Can you send somebody? Well, that's when I was like, well, how many can I send? And they said, well, if you're willing to sponsor three of them, go ahead and do that. And if you're willing to work with them. And I said, okay. So then we released on video on that culinary Camp Puga. We announced Top Chef has reached out to Camp Puga. And then it blew up again.
You don't say.
So right now we're pushing about 1,600 members and counting. We're very excited. We're trying to get to the 2,000 member mark. Every mark, I think, has been an extraordinary thing. We've had some people from the community reach out and say, you know what, I love what you're doing. Here, I just had somebody the other day reach out and said, here's $1,000 for giveaways. Please help these kids. I appreciate what you're doing. You're inspiring little kids. And yes, I mean, this program is amongst most high schools in El Paso. So if you want to kind of be a chef, you can already start the classes. But there's nothing really for kids. And mm-hmm. Now we're starting to see that there is a huge spark for this, for kids who love to cook. So that's when we're like, okay, well, let's do this. So right now we're in that process. And I'm sure you've seen, and I know in El Paso Inc., they released it. We are going to be doing a benefit for families. We're feeding 400 families here in El Paso. It's going to be kind of like a HelloFresh thing where it's a prepackaged meal. You come by this drive-thru, you pick it up, and you tune into a show later that day, a live stream, and you get to cook with your family. You're going to learn how to make pasta, red sauce. I'm not going to be the one to actually administer the video. It's actually going to be my young chefs who are doing Top Chef. They are going to be the ones doing the recipe, talking to the people on virtual. So yeah, we're really excited. These chefs have started. I have three chefs, Zeke, Zoe, and Isabel. They're all 11 years old. Isabel is Texas Rican, what she calls herself. She's from Puerto Rico. So she's really feeling that cuisine of the Puerto Rican Tex food. Zoe is born and raised in El Paso. Her specialty, she's 11 years old, who actually has her own meal prep business.
Check her out.
Yeah, so she's really, really driven. And I mean, they're all really driven in culinary, but when I met her, I was like, oh my God, an 11-year-old with a prep meal business? Like, that is beyond crazy. And Zeke is actually... his mother is Natalie down at PBS, and he is just filled with so much energy. This is what he kind of focuses on. So he's really good. And from the pictures that I've seen, I haven't seen him do it in person, but he likes to create a menu on a piece of paper.
Fancy.
And he'll make the recipes. And like that, I mean, for an 11-year-old, that's already extreme. So they all come from really different backgrounds of what they're trying to accomplish with his career or with his dream. So that's what has kind of started this evolve of doing, kind of giving back. I'm starting to realize that there is more of a need for all of this. I mean, I do it as a teacher now. I teach culinary arts, but now there's more of a need for younger kids. And I'm seeing it more and more. Now we're taking it to that next step. Right now, hopefully, my goal is, fingers crossed, by next year, I can open up a culinary school for kids. That's our next goal, because we are seeing a huge spark for this. And initially, it started off as a basic cooking class, just cooking for fun. And now I'm starting to see that these kids actually need techniques. They actually need to learn a lot of the techniques that a high school is learning. So to me, it's the vision that these kids have now, the potential they could have when they join high school at 15 years old. Like, it's going to be immaculate.
Oh, yeah. And like with all the baking shows and Top Chef Junior and Master Chef Junior, like, I mean, I watch them too. And I'm like, how? As an adult, I don't know half of the techniques that those kids are doing. And they're like, we're going to make a beurre blanc. And I'm like, cool. I wouldn't know what that is.
Well, I even thought to myself yesterday, two of the girls went to meet Chef Ruli's down on the west side. And I went over there to support them because I'm going through this journey, sponsoring them, making sure they get all the right education for the show. And I'm there and the little girls are talking to him like if they've been chefs for 30 years. And I'm like, how the heck is this really happening?
It's happening.
Yeah, sometimes it's just in the nature of their loving what they're doing. I myself wanted to be a chef when I was 3 years old. So I know the passion. I know what it's like. So I'm kind of making that gateway for them. I'm trying to be that person that I wish I had. So I'm really excited for them. Top Chef should be, if one of them does get picked, they will be leaving because they still have to go through the audition process and all of that.
Right. So
they're going through that process right now. I don't know what stage any of them is in because as soon as they apply for the application, it becomes a whole
top secret.
Top secret. That's when we need to know anything. But I'm still giving them, helping them train, things like that, because it's not going to end just with the show because we are turning this into an actual school.
Yes.
I want them to gain as much experience because they are going to be the blueprint of this school. What really do they need from this school? So just this past weekend, I went out of town to look at a couple of culinary schools for kids, just to gain some ideas on what other cities are doing, not in El Paso. So that is pretty much where we're going at, is we're going to start a culinary school, hopefully by next year. We are going to have different programs where it's going to be special needs, special dietary needs, behavioral needs, anything that is in desperate need for that interaction of a hands-on. There's so many either diseases, sicknesses, disabilities that do so well with hands-on learning that it benefits them. So those are the things we're going to really eye out for, as well as giving other kids an opportunity to express themselves through food. And then from the age of 12 years on, we haven't really labeled these courses yet, but 12 years and on, you can start getting a food handler's. So that's what our school will do, is if you're taking our course at a certain point, if you're 12 and older, you'll start getting your food handler's certification. So these kids will be pretty much doing what an adult does at a young age. But I think, again, we have a very good calling for it. It's obviously a need. I'm not going to say it's not, which is why we're doing it. It's a need. But I also, I mean, with this whole, and what we're calling Feed El Paso, or Family Time in El Paso is what we're calling it, is to kind of give back. Again, a lot of the kids that I do have come from a lot of these organizations, Autism Society of El Paso, Paso del Norte Children Development Center, different organizations that they are trying to find ideas for the families to do with the kid, a very hands-on thing. So we thought, okay, this is what we have to do. Like, this is what the program has created. Now it's our time to be a model for El Paso and say, you know what, we're here for you as well.
And you're doing that. Thank you so much. Today, my guest has been Chef Chris Buga. You can tune into Camp Buga, follow the group, and you can follow him on this journey. And I'm sure you'll be back when you open the school, because we got to keep up with you, dude.
Absolutely. I definitely love to.
Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.